listening to the Freaking Fantastic Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Justin Minder. Let's get ready, get set, hike!
And welcome, Fantasy Football Enthusiasts. You're listening to the 4S Podcast. That stands for Freaking Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Justin Minder. Let's get on with the show. We're going to start with our match recaps. Of course, after that, we got our matchup of the week. A little bit of notes inside in between there. We also have a couple of trade talks to go through. And, of course, our power rankings. So, let's get started. All right, guys. So let's get started right now. Our matchup recaps. First, we got Bradford versus Zach. That is Team Dadford versus Team T. It was a fairly close game. The only major difference that kind of proved out would be Hopkins for Zach. He got about 20-point game, which gave him the edge up over the Team Dadford. So Zach takes the win there. Game number two is going to be Joe versus Caleb over the Tannehill versus Team Rack City Clutch. Was fairly close overall. Both had good running backs that had good games. Unfortunately, they canceled each other out on that one. But Joe had Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Sanders, who did a little bit better, so that gave Joe the win there. Game number three is going to be Justin Ray versus Matthew, and that is going to be, sorry, think of names, that's Jets Lives Matter versus Matthew's OK team. And I got to say, it's once again the Brady and Henry show. Apparently, Matt only needs to draft two guys for the season because that's all he's really needed. I mean, he's had a few guys that kind of helped out, but other than that, that's all he's needed. That's his only one loss is because Brady had a, you know, mortal game. So congrats, Matt, for another win and keeping up the number one spot here. Number four in this matchup is going to be Alex versus John, and that is CW Won't Call Back versus Hurt So Good. And this was just not Alex's night to win. John had a good contribute from everyone on his team. The one lowest one was Darren Waller, who had 8 points, and everyone had, I mean, the kicker had more than 8 points. Everyone had at least probably a good about 12 or more points, a couple of 30s in there. So, yeah, John won that one convincingly. Sorry, Alex. We also might want to get someone to check on Alex because he's now lost two games in a row, and I just want to make sure he's doing all right. The next game we're going to talk about is going to be Josh versus Chris. This is what I had our matchup of the week, and actually came down to a pretty good one on a Monday Night Special. I'll just say that I'll just leave that for another moment. That'll be in our matchup of the week that I had for last week. And last game is going to be me, Fighting Flamingos, versus Eric, which is Prestige Worldwide. And I guess this was kind of another boring game. You know, I was, you know, down by like, you know, almost 24 points or something going into the Monday night game. And I had Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown, which, you know, I knew they'd do something, but didn't think, you know, they would blow up like they did. Yeah, they got me 74 points for Monday night. So, sorry, Eric, I came back on a Monday Night Special and won that one, just like Lamar Jackson did with Chris. And speaking of that, we're going to go to our matchup of the week, which was UCF UL Josh, Bad Juju Chris. And, I mean, Josh just came off his first win. He was feeling good. He had a pretty good sizable lead going to Monday night. All Chris has was Lamar Jackson, and that's all he needed because I believe Lamar threw for like 4 touchdowns and still had a good rushing night. And he almost had 50 points for the night. So that was, of course, more well enough to get Chris in from the back door and just go in there and steal that win. So good job, Chris. I will say, I did try to get Chris on the pod before she was busy, which I understand. But he did want to leave me with this note, as a quote from Chris Whelan. He goes, "I'll say this. It's a great honor to beat Josh and Alex these past few weeks. I feel like my team has been rather lucky. Zach better bathe in the tub of rabbit's feet or consume a green smoothie of four-leaf clover if he wants to win, because I am having all the luck right now." So you hear it, guys. Other than Matthew, it looks like Chris will be on a rampage. So you gotta watch out for that. Now, my new matchup of the week for coming up came down between that gauntlet that Chris threw down against Zach. But I'm gonna go with John versus Matthew. So Hurts So Good versus Matthew's OK team. And, I mean, John's trying to solidify himself in the standings. He came off a good win. He's going to try to break Matthew's win streak. I'm wondering if Matthew will just have another okay week. I believe Brady's playing the Thursday night game, so we'll definitely get a good jump into that and see how that game goes for him. But we'll see you next week and see how that goes. We'll be right back with some trade talk. All right, guys, welcome back. Now we're going to go into our trade talk. And we actually have a couple of trades that went through this week, or are about to go through. The first one's going to be Alex and Zach. Alex is going to get some QB help by acquiring Matthew Stafford in exchange for Mike Williams and Ryan Tannehill. I think it's going to be a pretty good win for both teams. Alex has been trying a few weeks now to get a little more production out of a QB, and Zach will get a quality receiver as well as a backup to Rodgers when that bye week comes around. So pretty solid all around, guys. Good job. And the number two trade is going to be one between the Justins, myself and Justin Ray. I usually don't like to trade with someone I'm playing with the current week, but I felt like I need to make a move for the season in order to advance my team. And so I felt like, you know, if it happened, it happened. I'll just kind of lay the chips down where it is. But I am trading Cortland Sutton and Damon Harris for Daryl Henderson and Kadarius Toney. I don't even know I'm going to have Christian McCaffrey this week. I know he's limited practice, but he's still kind of a game-time decision. I also lost Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who would finally start to get a couple back-to-back games good going. But then he goes with an MCL sprain, so I lost. He went on IR, so I'm losing for a few weeks, so I need some more running back help, as I had pretty solid quality receivers that I could part with one. So Ray gets a starting running back and a volume target receiver over their Endeavor, which also kind of hurt trading away a guy from my team. But yeah, it's a business sometimes, so that's what you got to deal with. So yeah, so two trades going through. We'll see how these trades go out. Maybe I'll even do like a little trade review after this week and see how each team fared. Or not. I never know. Maybe we'll get your opinion, guys' opinions. But yep, so now let's go to our world famous power rankings. Power rankings. All right, guys, and now we're back for the very famous, very illustrious power rankings. A little bit of change, a little bit of the same. Let's get right to it. Number one, I got to keep him up there. Matthew's okay team. Last week, number one, stay number one. He's on fire. Who's going to put him out? Number two, we got a big jump with Hurts so good, all the way up from number five to number two. Number three and four, I'm going to keep the same with Bad Juju, followed by CW Won't Call It Back. So Chris keeps upper hand over there. Number five is going to be over the Tannehill. He jumped up a spot from last week. Good job, Joe. Number six, I didn't want to, but I gave myself the number six spot from number 11, just from that Monday Night Miracle. I want to give myself a little bit of credit for, you know, not obviously playing the guys I had to, but, you know, just come back from a big win. So, yeah, I got number six spot. Number seven is the one I defeated, is Prestige Worldwide, Eric. Number eight is going to be UCFUL. Goes up one spot for number nine. Number nine spot is Zach Tanner, Team T. He moved up from spot number 10 last week. Number 10, Jets Lives Matter, dropped down two spots. Number 11 is the most fallen, is Team Bradford, or Team Dadford, going down from number 2 to number 11. And number 12 is the same spot that I have from last week. That is Caleb with Rack City Clutch. Yep. So basically, if you won, you kind of moved around unless you beat someone else who was on a good run. Overall, yeah, that's what I like about this week. Let me know if you guys want to see something different. Get on that podcast. I'm trying to get one or two guys maybe on the show for next week. So let me know. Other than that, have a great week. Good luck, guys. See you later.